Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah said, "Wa'an Amid Beis Nun Vav Amid Beis." Mishnah said, "Rabbi Lezer Omer Ba'Odoya." Lezer said that you say Havdalah not in Chonen Adas, but rather you say it Ba'Odah. You say it by Modim. So Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi." Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi. Matin Rabbi Elazar. We turn towards Rabbi Elazar, towards the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, be Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Matzei Shabbos. On a Yom Tov that falls out on a Matzei Shabbos. So, first of all, the Lashon Matin, the Mefarshim speak about that it's a Lashon Matin, the Rashmi Salua says that it's a what we do with what the lashon means is that we beyakid. We don't paskin like berabim, but rather we agree. We teach that way that halacha beyichidim beyakid. You can give someone the halacha as the matin, as the lashon of the lashon you find in the acharonim that there's a difference between halacha of halacha lerabim. There's a difference of a halakha mata where we go ahead and we are noita to halakha to legabe yaka to be somich on this shita. So the Gemara says, so this is the person who asks, we're noita, but derech yachid, we're noita to say that this would be the halakha like Rabbi Elazar. But be'etzem, we don't, the shita itself, we don't paskin that way, and the Gemara is going to explain why we don't paskin that way. But I just want to get the lashon of the charedim. The lashon of the charedim is that we say matin kolome mavdil miyad ulafukeim lo yivdil b'matzei shabbos yochol havdil afil mazman lino k'rabbi Elazar yiloyim rabaru. So we say like him, we note like him, even though we don't necessarily paskin that way. But there's a ma'aseh with miyadim. We make havdalah. So we make havdalah that we make on Matzei, on Yom Tov, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that havdalah we would make in Hodah. We would say that in Modim. The question is why? What's unique about this particular Adafka Matzei Shabbos? So Gemara is going to explain that we make havdalah always Matzei Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shechal Akos Shabbos, because we're mavdil between the Shabbos being Kodesh L'Kodesh. So there, it's a we don't make the bracha of Chonin HaDoas, obviously. So therefore, we make the bracha of, and when we say the bracha Moedim, so it belongs in Moedim. And the Mefarshim all want to know why, when we have the Atav HaChatanu, why don't we say it there? And the Etzem, in the Sugi, in the Bavli, there's a Trenis Machlik as Rishonim, there in the Aflam and Gimel, Rashi Tosfos, and the Rambam, and other Rishonim. And Lamaisa, the Halacha Psuka is that we say it, we say in Abdullah, we still say it there. We say in the beginning, we say Atva Katanu, and we say the reference to Shabbos, to Matzei Shabbos, to Mavkin between Shabbos and Kodesh HaKodesh. But the Matin means Lagabe, an individual halakha, we could be nota to say no da. But otherwise, Be'etzem, we paskin, there were no way to do it in the Bracha of Atva Katanu. Says the Gemara, Yitzchok ben Rabbi Shem Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Elazar, Halach Zayk Rabbi Elazar, B'Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Matzei Shabbos, and Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Matzei Shabbos. So again, the same idea. L'Chayra, it just seems to be the opposite. In other words, the Halach is different, but the way we paskin is different. Because here it says, doesn't say Matin, but rather Halach Rabbi Elazar. That is the accepted Halach. That we teach people. This is the halakha that we teach people. And this is how we should be noyeg. So that's different than what we said before, because it's not the matin. It's not just that's the way the Rebbe explains. The shivim lepirkei b'time of mezuzah yochali b'shabbos ain't shemata chonin. But therefore we say davdol b'chaninu. So therefore we do it this way. We say it always this way. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara continues. That's, so we have two opinions. One is only matin, not la halacha, but for an individual. And Yitzhak, that we halacha is like him. And the third opinion is Yitzhak, by Nachman Shem al Kanina ben Gamliel, halacha Rabbi Elazar li'oilam. We always pass like Rabbi Elazar. Every Shabbos we pass like Rabbi Elazar, even when it's not a Yom Tov. Same thing, so it's over, name of Elazar, halacha is like Elazar li'olam. So we have two statements where we pass in like Elazar li'olam. And the Gemara says, what's the difference in these two statements? So Gemara says, really, it's really one statement. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baraka. These are not two separate teachings, but rather, Ela Rabbi Yitzchak by Nachum Rabbi Elazar, Tavayu b'shem Chanina ben Gamliel. Both said over the name of Shem Gamliel, Halacha Rabbi Elazar li'olam. Halacha Rabbi Elazar in all times, even when Shabbos is not together with Yom Tov. The Chiddush here is that we're not talking about two Tanoim that heard from their Rebbe, because we have the, the first statement is b'shem Chanina ben Gamliel was a Tana, and who was saying that his yoda from his Rebbe, who the Gemara is saying is the Rechanina ben Gamliel, that he heard it from his Rebbe, that the that this halacha that he heard from his Rebbe Lezer, one is that he heard it from Rebbe Lezer that way, the other one he heard it from Rav Yitzchak, Rechanina ben Gamliel. So it was a Tana, and the other one's an Amira. But both had a Masaira, that was a Tana ben Gamliel, is that that's where it came from. They all both had the same Masaira, that is the halacha we pass on like Elazar and every single Shabbos. L'maisa, but again, as I mentioned before, that's not the way that we paskin halacha l'maisa. Not the way we paskin halacha l'maisa. And he explains the Rashi Masalu beautifully. Hatam she'en noag in Elazar. The reason that we're not knowing, even though we just quoted two people, two different shitas that say that Masaira like Rabbi Elazar, the Oilam. Lamishim Shabosh Ne Shmuel Shachokin, Lom and the Matal Mach. Not because we have opinions, one says Lamatim, one says Halacha. She Yamki Yeshnaim and Machavna Deechas, because they both say Halacha to the Oilam. Elamishim the Ami, here both say the Oilam. They're not even arguing about Matin or the Halacha, but both say the Oilam. You don't have two people, two opinions, because one of them says Rashmi Salo, according to the Gemara, that Rechanina is not considered the Gabi Rebbe about Plukta because he was his grandson. And Mamela, therefore, it was a quote from the Gemara, an heir of it, he was Ben Beno. And therefore, we don't consider it as two separate opinions, but rather one opinion. Okay, so the Gemara says that's the shita of Rabbi Elazar that we pass in b'hodah, but we already quoted earlier. We have Abdullah b'chayin adas. If Matzei Shabbos, you make Abdullah b'chayin adas. Devar chachomim. I'm a bracha v'vias b'yatzma. Say a bracha by itself, which we said earlier. We explained that the Pnei Moshe said earlier, 2 days ago, that what it means is that you make the bracha atochanein lamdas is bracha just, you make Abdullah, the bracha is just Abdullah, regla amadim mekol shakol, and then you make the bracha atochanein lamdas by itself. It's in those brachos there, it's there, it's not in the anodah, in amodim. And Rav Yaakov, Amisham Shemul, Amar bracha revius, says the halacha is that we say a bracha revius, as the way Rabbi Akiva says, and of course the question Mefoshim want to know why did it be Mechol be Meyamtov we say this way, and why didn't we say it? Why didn't you say it look like Rabbi Akiva? So obviously Mefoshim point out that this is a not Alok Psuka either, even though we have a saying Alok Li Oyla, and here we're saying that we have Alok like Rabbi Akiva Bracha Revius. One of the later Amorayim, but Lemaisa, we come out that the tefillah we do it the way we do it together with our tochanein olam das. That's the way we do it, and we'll see why. Gemara's gonna explain why we're not mashana matbeah shel bracha, and that's the reason why we do it differently today. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudun, Hayme matbeah. How do you say it? When you make the bracha, where do you say it? How do you fit into the bracha? So says Rav Yudin, first you say matbeya bracha, you say the tour of the bracha, then the end with amavdil. You end with amavdil. You say the main bracha, right? And then we go as we conclude with that, we first say the main part of the bracha, and then we stick in amavdil. We'll see what words we stick in a moment. And then we conclude with Chonar Das. And Gemara says, V'tayaka Rebbe, and he follows Rebbe. The Rebbe Yoyme, hey, to me, I don't understand. I'm amazed. Eich bitlu chonin adas b'Shabbos. How did they stop? How did mevatel the bracha? We know we don't make the bracha chonin adas on Shabbos. How we mevatel that bracha? Why? Because it's integral to every single day of the year. How do we take such an important bracha out? Because it's as the Gemara says, the imain daya tefillah minayin. The whole idea of tefillah is that you have das. You understand what you're davening, who you're davening to, what the purpose of tefillah is. Is a cheshvin for why you're davening. So without the das, you have no tefillah. You don't know who you're davening to. So you need, it should be part, it's part of tefillah. And not only that, the chayin, and so too, amen, deya, havdala minayin. If you don't have deya, there's no havdala. The whole idea of havdala is to be able to be maftil, ben kol shachol. A shota doesn't understand, kenta doesn't know the difference between a kata, doesn't know the difference between Shabbos and yom, and weekday. So Memela, therefore, the any other day of the week. So therefore, we you have to have das to be able to have either on Shabbos or on Chol to be able to approach. So why do we take it out? Why did Chachamim take out Atachonin? Who was the one who took it out? What the purpose of it? Says the Gemara. Oh, it's already less a different opinion. First, you do the Havdalah. Then you do Madrei Bracha. First say Havdalah. That's the thing that comes first. And then, you know, it's before you even start the Bracha, Atachin Elam Das, say Havdalah. And then you do the Bracha. As the Pnei Moshe says, the last line, Amal Havdalah, Akha Gimel Bracha, Akha Matbeya Bracha, Shalchon Elam Das, Kula Elam Mitzvah, you know, all saying, you go ahead and you argue with Rav Yudin and saying that it's the way it should be done. You don't change the Tzuras HaBracha. So you don't, first Havdalah, then you do Toveya, then you ask for your needs. So Memela, as the Haredim says, Ein Lidvoa Tzrachav Achi Yavdil, V'Das Echem Tzrachavu, and therefore this day is one of the things we need. So first, go ahead, make Avdola, and then say Atachonei Elam Das, say the whole bracha. So we have two opinions. Do we start Atachonei, and then Avdola, then close the bracha? Or do we go ahead and say the Avdola, and then the entire bracha afterwards? And Machlokes and Merayim as to how we should conduct ourselves in the tour of this bracha. So the Gemara says, so what do we taka do? We do a combination of both. We, in order to be able to do both, be able to go ahead and we say it in the middle, and I say it in the middle so that we do it Atachonein Elam Das, we start there, to be able to say that you have to have Das first, and then, but we don't say the whole Matbeya Tefillah Bracha. We stop. We say at Havdalah, and then we'll continue with the rest of the bracha of Chonin Adas to Mekayim. The one who says Havdalah comes first before you do Tzracha. So we do it in a way in the middle to come to Beit. The Gra says to Mekayim both shitas. Says the Gemara, what is the nusach of Havdalah? We make Havdalah. What's Havdalah? Dimavchin, to make separations. How many separations do we have? He says, you can't separate, you can't have less than three separations. Three has to be at least separations. As the Haredim says, the main ones. You can't have less than three. But you shouldn't do more than seven. So you can do between three and seven. Three and seven. The Gemara is going to tell you what those are, what those separations are. What are those separations that we have between the other ones? So he says, right, my folks, we have a lot, because we're Bavli, what's the other ones that we have? And that we add on a few others that are part of the also separation. Rashi Slor brings down Rav Shevet Levi Ben Kohanim Leviim Ben Amram Aaron Moshe VeYadal Aaron VeTam LeTor Ben Mayim El Yonim LeTachtonim VeXeradala. These things are all the different separations you can make, but don't make more than don't do more than seven. Gemara says the and then we make the bracha, so we separate these things, make the separations, and then we make the hakolkos. Says the Gemara. Levi Amar, Levi said, another halacha, without Avdolos almost betara. You can't just pick Stam Avdolos, anything just separate things, only things that are mentioned in Torah. things that I mentioned in the Torah. The Torah uses Lashon Havdil, Had be Koshech Ob, and Ola Koshech, Havdil, Eskamena Amim, etc. The only time when the Torah uses the Lashon Havdil of Ayavdil, Havdil, that's the only times you could use the Havdolos in it. You can't make up your own Havdolos. So when I said, now, we have somebody, Nafik, Umah B'Shem Ov, Nafik, the son of Rav Samai, went and he said in the name of his father, Afilo Havdolakas. Even one's enough. You don't even have to have three, but even one that you have is enough that you use, even one, even if you say one. Which one are we talking about? So the Gemara says in the Bavli again, Amav de Bekol Shachol, Zu Avdolosh of Yudai Nasi. This was the entire Avdolah of Yudai Nasi. So as long as you say that Avdolah, then that's sufficient to the one separation. The separation of Yudai Nasi is sufficient without, you don't have to have more. So the Gemara Maravu, Zerach Lachtom Avdolah. When you go ahead and you say whatever ones you say, with three or seven, you always have to be chaysim the bracha with Avdol, with Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Manah boy, he has a kasha. Even already you started off with HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. The Chos HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. You need, it's repetitive, it's redundant. You know, if you're not being mafkin, you're saying the bracha first. But if you're saying the avdolos first, and you already said amav de mekol shachol, which is the first one that we say, which is the one of Yudah Anasi, so then why is there a need to be chaysim the bracha with the same idea? Amav de mekol shachol. It's being repetitive. Sigmar says and by the way, so this, the Chavetim just points out, this is only according to the Mandiyama, it says you have to have a minimum of three. Because if you only had one, like Yudai Nasi, as we just said before, Amad Bekol Shachol, says the Chavetim, then you wouldn't say any Chasima. Because it would be a short bracha, Matbea Katsu, Kamabirchas HaPeros, Vahabirchas HaMitzvos, Deimem Chasima, we don't have any Chasima there. So therefore, according to that sheet, we wouldn't have any, it would only be Amad Bekol Shachol. Without any chasima, you would be chasime with the bracha of Konin Ados. If you in Shemoneh Esrei and in Avdolah, you would not be chasime with a bracha at the end. Mar continues. So Mar asks, because there was some Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, so again, so question, what he needed for? So Yosef Rabbi Born, below my bracha, suppose come here, bracha, chasime, bracha. Because it's in Avdolah, one of the things, you start with the bracha and end with the bracha. So one of the things that we know, we start and end with the brachos that are the same. We have a number of those things that we say in davening. We say in davening throughout the chakras and nairiv that we say brachos. That is the chesima is mein apsicho. So over here, those one of the same. It's not an unusual thing that to have such a thing where you have the bracha of the bracha mein apsicho chesima mein apsicho. So therefore, the same idea over here is that we say, and the Charedim gives a number of examples to this, that the Yotze Arba, Chosim Yotze Ma'arais, the Bar Ma'arar of him. So if you see that it's equal, so the same thing over here, Havdalah is the same thing, we don't make a chiluk, and this one as well. Gemara discusses the halakha of the bracha, of when do we say it again? You say the bracha that we say in Havdalah, and Atachon Elam Das. When is the procedure? When do we say it? Or those many other ones, maybe I not. That we said halacha you can't do malacha until you have dala. Where does that come from? So Gemara says, "Kama da'at amar asal as malacha to yavdil." Since he said you can't do malacha until you have dala, with the kavosi asal adam tvoa tzrocha to yavdil. So too, a person can't be tovei tzrocha until you have dala. So therefore, this is like a support of what we said earlier that we say the shita we don't say. We don't say Havdalah first, then Chonein Adas, because you can't say first Chonein Adas, and you can't just first say Chonein Adas and then say Hamavdil afterwards. Is one of the pins we mentioned, because just like we said, you can't the halacha that we said that you Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, you can't do malacha until you make Havdalah. So too, you can't ask bakashos. We don't ask bakashas on Shabbos. You can't ask bakashas until you make Avdolah. So therefore, it's a support, it's a raya, this idea that therefore we make Avdolah first to be able to go ahead, to be able to ask the bracha of Seich Konin Ados. That's one of the bakashas. And as I mentioned earlier, that's why we do it together, to Bekayim both. We say Atachon Ados, we start. Then we say Amavdol, we say Chonein Ados, then we start asking the bracha, the actual bakasha we say after we just finished making Avdolah. So the same idea applies. The chari, the two ideas are the same. The same that would apply, the same halacha, that you'd have to have the Abdullah first before you could go ahead and do the thing afterwards. Okay. Gemara says, another halacha in Abdullah. Gemara says, when can a person make Abdullah too? Gemara says, he said on the name of his Rebbe, the son of Rebbe, Mlurdil, and Matzei Shabbos, a person that make Abdullah Matzei Shabbos, Ma'avdil Afilu, Beshlishi Beshabbos. You can even go ahead and make Abdullah the third day of the week. It means until Tuesday night, you can go ahead and make Abdullah. And I remember many, many years ago, I was a Bacher once, there was a Bacher in Yeshiva, who came to yeshiva, and he said that he didn't feel well on Shabbos, and it was a late Matzah Shabbos. He went to sleep, he woke up Sunday morning. He never heard his father make Avdol. He never davened Ma'ariv, said out to Chonen. And now I realized it was Wednesday morning, and all of a sudden he realized they never heard Avdol. Wednesday, what should he do? So he came to ask his Rebbe, and his Rebbe Kuvav Moshe. I remember I listened to Ramesha on the phone. Ramesha says that he should not do any malacha d'oraisas for the rest of the week. It was not a bar mitzvah bacha even yet. They told him he shouldn't do any malacha d'oraisas because be'etzem you can't make Abdullah anymore. And no way got Abdullah. You should wait until already the next Shabbos. Go into the next Shabbos. Okay. Gemara says, you can do it until Tuesday night. You can make Abdullah until Tuesday night, that's the rule. That applies as part of the week. It's part of the week. And same idea, anything to do with Shabbos. There says, halacha, so when can you, there are different opinions. When is the mitzvah of b'mavah sedra? Some say it should be done before you start reading Mincha Shabbos, the next parasha. And there's some say you have until Tuesday night, until the end of Tuesday, because the Tuesday is still considered part of the week before. Says the Gemara, that's what you said. That I'm out to make kosher chol. That what you said. I'm out to make kosher chol. That you can say until Tuesday night. However, have a bar mi'ariyesh or miyat. Bar mi'ariyesh, you have to say right away. What does it mean right away? You can't wait. If you missed Matzei Shabbos Havdalah, and you're going to make it up now, you could do so you can say that, but you can't do it miyad. You have to right away. You have to say it immediately. Says the Rosh Salu, in lo birach bar mi'ara'esh, m'matzei Shabbos, shuveinu m'varach. You cannot make the bracha. The time of mishum the matzei Shabbos, techilas b'riyasahu, you remember Beg Gemara says in Pesachim that Shabbos, matzei Shabbos, when fire was created, that's one of the reasons why we make the bracha bar mi'ara'esh. M'meila, it's a bracha m'sugal for that time. So there, even though you can make later, but you can't make a bracha, on the esh, if you didn't do it then. Interesting. What about the bracha? The Gemara doesn't talk about the bracha b'samim. What about bracha on the b'samim? So then again, here also you find Shulchan Aruch, they put the same thing together, that the, even though it's not an inyan of being created, much like the candle, like the light, the fire is created, but since it's nogeya to Shabbos, nogeya to the Yivchizuk, to the Neshami Yisrael that's leaving us, so that's a Matzei Shabbos. So if you didn't do a Matzei Shabbos, we don't make the bracha b'samim either. There's a brought down halacha. Gemara down the halacha by Abdullah of Zera, b'shem Yud, b'shem Abba, b'shem said, I feel Yom Tov Shechal Yos b'yemtza Shabbos. You have Yom Tov for the middle of the week. Omer ben Yom Hashishi b'masa. Even though you say the same thing, Yom Tov Shechal in the middle of Shabbos b'yemtza Shabbos. It falls out in the middle of the week. So why are you saying ben Yom Hashvili Shesh b'masa? It's not Shabbos. You're not separating Shabbos and the rest of the week. Not like Shabbos is after 6 days of the week, you come to Shabbos. So what would you allow? The Nusach anyway, you say the Nusach anyway, even of it's Yom Tov. Why? Are there 6 days before work? It's not appropriate, the bracha. How could you say, you say you still say it, even if there's no Shabbos, but how could you do that? It's not Shesh Me'amasah. Amalei, you'd answer, Ki Yesh Tumma V'tayra L'fana. And is it tumatayr in front of him? In other words, when you say when a person goes ahead and he makes separations, and you make separations, and you say tumah v'tayra, So it's also not in front of you. Says Rashi Lo, Balaymer. If you're going to say seven of them, and you're saying Tumah V'Tayra, that Tumah V'Tayra, where is this Tumah V'Tayra in front of you? So like over there, you don't see it. So here also, you don't see it. Mamela, therefore, it's part of it. It's what you still say Adam and Tumah V'Tayra, because that's the order of Avdolos. So here also, you say Order of Avdolos, even though it's not Sheish Meberashis, you can go ahead and say that as well. Say that as well. Says the Gemara, another halacha, like Abed Din of Shabbos, or Tefillah, of Yemiyah, Zerah, B'Shem, Rav Kiyah, Barash, Tok Leimah, you have a person should say, if the Shabbos, Hekel, Lenin, Az Yom, Yeshi, Mei, Masa, Bom, Lekwein, Ele, Shalom, it would add these things, these words on. And when it says, Shesh, Mei, Masa, it would add on these words, Rav, Rabbi Abba, Moisev, Ashmein, Shotzim, Shotzim, Asimcha, and Vachiskiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Yemiyah would add on the words of Yineinu, V'lam, Deinu, give us Kachma, wisdom, to separate between Shabbos and Chol. Again, this would be the tefillah that we have that we say on the Havdalah. They add on, these are additional things that we added on later, right? The kufos of, and accepted by some of the early Rishonim, the Gaonim, were makabel upon some of these things. And the Lamaisa, we don't do. The Mishnah brings down to do so. It's brought down because it's a makor in Chazal. But we do not. These are things that we say the Gemara. You know the Gemara. We add this on into our davening. So we say part of the words that we say are really interchanging of those words. So we do say them in some aspect of our tefillos. And to make the separation between Shabbos. So these are tefillahs that would say different variations of the tefillahs that they would say on Motzei Shabbos. Gemara says, V'chizkiyo v'shem Rebiyo, ho'inen amein, person who goes ahead and answers amein to Avdolo, tzrichin li te'enenea makos v'enem b'ner. When you're not just listening and closing your eyes, but rather you should also put your eyes on the cup and on the flame, because you're being yotze with the gefen, you've been yotze with the Burmi or Eish, so therefore you should go ahead and you should focus on them. And that's Chavivus HaMitzvah. You should look at these things, and it's part of the mitzvahs of Avdolah, that you can have a kavana to answer Amen on the mitzvahs, on the nair, which is the mitzvah, and on the kos, and the koshal bracha, and that the it's part of what's included in it. Therefore, you should look at those things so you'll be able to have in mind when you're making the bracha. Mara says another halacha, Rechizkiyo b'Shem Yehu, another halacha, name of Rechizkiyo ben Yemiyo, just nothing to do with Shabbos, but just because the same Baal memory we just quoted. Four things that grow, the four different things, medium that grow, Shabbalulav, one, Nitolim, Adarikulu, say, are taken the way of the Gedula, which means you take it the way it's grown. The tip goes up, the stem is down. The way you hold it is the way that it grows from the ground up. Is the way Derek Dulosan is the way that we do this. Now there's several different opinions of which is Ma'akev, is Meik or Adin. Is which way is it a person uses it the other way, would he not be Yotze? Does it have to be held in the same way that you hold these dalad minim? Says the Rashi Lo, Gedera Shi Gedolim Beilon, Mokom Chitukon the Ma'atot. The way you cut it in the bottom, and the tar ocean, the top of them is, and the branches are on top. And this is how it's done. You have the four. So the four things that you do in a dalad minim, and you carry the lulav, the esrig. These are things that come use the way of you are the way it's cut is the way it's faced upward. Is the way that we continue to use them as the way that you're supposed to do the nanuim and how you go ahead and makayim the mitzvah of dalad mina. Comes the next halacha. The next halacha is a side halacha nogeya to tefillos that we moisiv tefillos. Words of tefillos that we moisiv on. Aimek al kain tzipur agilak mecha. Person says, you're talking about Shemoneh Esrei, and you want to go ahead and add on things that you feel are appropriate. things of a shvach and adol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a type of tchida, tchida in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what you're doing is you're adding on, you say, Al-Kain Tzipor Yigal HaKmecha, on the bird's nest, which we know is a mitzvah Shluach HaKan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go ahead, have Rachmanis on the mother. So if you put this in a tefillah and say this, that we should have the Eibishter, you should have mercy on Klai Yisrael, like you have, like a mother, you have mercy on the mother bird. So again, that's a, we don't do it. And if good, you will, your name will be remembered. You say twice. Mashat can also, we keep you quiet. We don't let you say it. Now, what is the reason? The Gemara is going to give for each of these things. Explain that the even though these are shavach vodot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because they're it's not the proper way. You say modem twice. It sounds like you're saying modem to two different people, right? So therefore, we don't do that. We don't tipor that we're doing this mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments is that's not why we do the mitzvah because of Rachmanis. We do mitzvah because we do the Shulchan Hakam because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do Shulchan Hakam. So therefore, these are the things that we do not accept these type of tefillos. I think we're going to explain a situation where tefillos were accepted, why some were accepted, why some were not. Says the Mishnah of the person went davening to Amit and he made a mistake. And what it says, and the didn't know where he was, he forgot what he was up to. Let someone else come and finish his davening. And he shouldn't be, someone who's asked to go take over, should go over and do so, not to refuse. Now we know there's only going to be refusing not to go up when they call you, to be to go there, to be a shtickle gaivadik, to go up when they call you. But here, a look is, we tell a person to go because in such a situation, a person is embarrassed. The person had to stop, and he's a hefsik now. And the right, we don't want the hefsik. The guy was in the middle of davening, but he stopped because he forgot. So rather than having another hefsik, we want him to continue. So we tell the person to go up and don't be shy about it, and to stand up, to go up. Someone says this is okay. So down. The Gemara says, "Where does he start from? When a person begins, where do you take over from?" From the beginning of the bracha, where you stop. Not where. If he stopped in the middle of a bracha, so you go ahead from the bracha before. That's where you would go ahead and start over to. That's where you would start into saying continuing the davening from that spot. Gemara says, "A person, why is it saying wrong if you say?" A person says, "Akein tzipor yak mecha," because it's kakari taga. It's like as if you're protesting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying, "Akein tzipor yak mecha." What you essence saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had Rachmanis on the mother bird. And you say to the Mr. Shulchan Kam, "Oso Aish," and now, me, you don't have compassion on me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how it feels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a bird, a mother bird, you have Rachmanis on, but on me, you don't. It causes me also, you have so much punishment, you're not letting Rachmanis, you're not answering my tefillas. So therefore, that's inappropriate, and therefore, it's a tefillah that we do not want to say. So Gemara says you're doing is you're giving a limit to the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, that's how much you're doing it. In other words, we're not saying stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachmanis is limitless, but rather how much until you're as much on the mother bird. That's as much as the Eibush is Rachmanis saying. Which we know is not so, because Baruch Hu has a tremendous rachmanis, much more rachmanis than that. So it's like bizayon that you're saying a tefillah and you're kind of minimizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis to a very insignificant matter, is the way the Rashi Slu explains. This is the extent of what you're saying is the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's inappropriate. That's undermining. It's not so simple, but listen, you can't do for me, you can't do anything. That's one way to learn it. Others say it's exactly the opposite, but this is the way we learn Babi as well, the way we shouldn't learn there as well. What's this Tani Daniel? There's some Tani who learn, quote the Gemara of the Mishnah, is Tani Daniel, and some say you learn it that say not doesn't read it Al. But rather Tani Ad Katsipa until a bird's nest. Mind the Omar Al Messiah, the Rav Pinchas. The one Rav Pinchas said, the Rav Pinchas who understands the halakha to be that you're having Rachmanis on a bird, not on myself. And Machin the Mahmoud Al Messiah, the Rav Yossi, the one who learns that it's going Ad is referring to that you're criticizing Hashem Baruch Hu, that done to me. You didn't go ahead and you had Rachmanis there, but you didn't have Rachmanis to extend it to me. So both ways to learn depends on how the lashon of the word is, to see which aspect of the tefillah that you're saying, that you're trying to emphasize, that Chazal feel are inappropriate. The Gemara says, those who go ahead, and what you're doing is inappropriate, you're taking the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying that the people who do mitzvahs are not having rachmanis. Because why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to have rachmanis on the mother bird. Someone looks at it, it looks like you're doing terrible. You're causing the mother's bird tremendous tsar. You're causing it tsar. So therefore, it's a misplaced. You don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. You don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands how it works, the nature of the birds. And you're doing this, you're causing it the opposite. You're trying to, your tefillah is to see the opposite, that you feel that it's not being merciful. And that is something where it's a tefillah, the wrong tefillah, and mashatkin also. We don't like to say it. Yilo Targuman. Gemara says, someone learned the pasuk, I'm Ibn Yisrael, Kamadan and Rachman, Mishmayim. Just as I am, go ahead, I'm Rachmanis and Shemayim. Kadavin Rachmanim, Be'ara. So you should have Rachmanis in this world. Therefore, whether it's an ox or a sheep, you're not allowed to slaughter. We know that law because you can't slaughter an ox and its offspring on the same day. Also, it's been on the same day. Lo, Avdin, also being correctly, make a Gush Baruch's Rachman. Again, you're going to go ahead and say, Gush Baruch Hu, you should have Rachmanis on me, like you have Rachmanis and not having a mother and a also a Spinoa Shekel on the same day. That's wrong. That's not you're giving a finite description to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. And it's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis is limitless. And therefore you can't limit yourself for that. And finally, Mishnah says, Mother Mashatkilo. Mishnah says that a person goes ahead with quiet. And what does that mean? Like, what's wrong with that? But Yisakeh B'dove Sheker. Mishnah says, because through the mouths of those who say Sheker, you'll be closed. Which means that when a person gives thanks and you're seem to be, sounds like you're thanking twice, it means you're modem twice, to two deities, to two different gods. Why are you saying modem twice? Hashem heard you the first time. So you're saying it twice, therefore it's mashma that you're saying it to two different deities, and therefore that would be inappropriate. Mishatkin also. Kadia B'tzibur. Mishnah says, that the Mishnah said, when it's done B'tzibur, but a person says it's modem, B'chidus, privately, then where people can't hear you, you're saying it to you, you're hitting it to your own tefillah, that is something that a person would be allowed to do. People are not going to interpret it that maybe you know what you meant, you know you mean the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're just emphasizing the point and no one's there to listen in and misunderstand what you're doing. And therefore it says, B'yichidus, it would be considered okay to do that. We wouldn't say, Mashat, you know, so, in that situation.